Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Road to Reality by Roger Penrose is an ambitious, wide-ranging guide to the mathematical ideas that underlie modern physics, written by one of the most influential thinkers in relativity, cosmology, and mathematical physics. The book aims to show how the universe can be described with precision, not just with popular metaphors. Penrose begins with foundational mathematical tools and gradually builds toward the core theories that define contemporary science, including classical mechanics, electromagnetism, quantum theory, and general relativity. Along the way, he highlights the geometric viewpoint that runs through much of his work, emphasizing symmetry, complex numbers, and the deep role of advanced structures such as manifolds, tensors, and spinors. Although demanding, the text is designed to be a single guided journey. A reader who is willing to study carefully can see how separate scientific domains connect into a coherent framework. It is both a reference and a challenge, aiming to cultivate genuine understanding rather than surface familiarity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Mathematics as the language of physical law. A central theme of the book is that progress in physics depends on learning the mathematical grammar that physical laws are written in. Penrose does not treat mathematics as optional decoration. He presents it as the engine that makes concepts precise, testable, and extendable. The early parts of the journey focus on core tools such as algebra, calculus, and complex numbers, then move into linear algebra, vector spaces, and the idea of a transformation acting on a system. These topics are not introduced in isolation. They are motivated by the kinds of questions physics asks. For example, how quantities change, how different observers relate their measurements, and how symmetries constrain what laws are possible. Penrose emphasizes that mathematical structures often reveal hidden unity, where very different phenomena share the same underlying form. A reader sees why geometry and analysis are not competing approaches but complementary ones. The discussion sets the stage for later chapters by building comfort with abstraction and by explaining why modern theoretical physics requires more than high school mathematics. The payoff is a clearer sense of why advanced equations are not barriers, but maps that guide reasoning and prediction. Secondly, symmetry, geometry, and the structure of space. Penrose gives symmetry a starring role, treating it as a principle that both simplifies physical description and restricts what can be true about nature. In this perspective, geometry is not merely about shapes in space, but about relationships that remain meaningful under changes of viewpoint. The book develops geometric thinking from familiar Euclidean ideas toward more powerful notions used in physics, including rotations, group concepts, and the use of complex numbers to represent transformations. Readers encounter the way geometric invariants allow one to distinguish essential physical features from artifacts of coordinates. This thread naturally leads to differential geometry and the idea of curved spaces, which become vital when gravity is reinterpreted as geometry rather than as a conventional force. Penrose also highlights how different mathematical languages can express the same underlying reality, such as describing rotations using matrices, complex numbers, or more sophisticated algebraic tools. The emphasis is not on memorizing formal definitions, but on seeing why certain structures keep reappearing across disciplines. By framing physics as geometry plus symmetry, the book prepares the reader to understand why space-time, fields, and conservation laws can be treated within a unified mathematical framework. Thirdly, classical physics from dynamics to field theory. Before turning to the revolutions of the 20th century, by P. Penrose lays out the core achievements of classical physics and shows how they fit into a rigorous mathematical pattern. Classical dynamics introduces the idea of state, evolution, and the differential equations that govern motion. From there, the discussion expands to variational principles, which allow many laws to be expressed as optimization statements, and to Hamiltonian and Lagrangian formulations that expose deep structure behind everyday mechanics. Penrose then treats classical field theory as a natural extension instead of tracking a few particles. One describes continuous fields spread through space and time. This viewpoint clarifies how electromagnetism can be written compactly, and how conservation laws arise from symmetry considerations. The reader comes away with a sense that classical physics is not outdated, but foundational. It provides a conceptual toolkit for understanding what later theories keep and what they alter. Penrose also uses classical topics to develop mathematical habits that are needed later, such as manipulating tensors and understanding coordinate independence. By giving classical theory its full intellectual weight, the book makes the later transition to relativity and quantum ideas feel like a progression rather than a sudden leap. Fourthly, relativity and the geometric nature of gravity. One of the book's major destinations is general relativity. Presented not as a collection of anecdotes about black holes, but as a precise geometric theory of space-time, Penrose develops the conceptual shift from Newtonian gravity to Einstein's view, where gravity is encoded in curvature, and where the motion of matter follows the geometry rather than being pushed by a force in the usual sense. This requires learning how space-time can be modeled as a manifold equipped with a metric, how tensors capture coordinate-independent relationships, and how curvature summarizes gravitational effects. Penrose's approach stresses understanding the mathematical backbone behind phenomena such as gravitational time dilation, light bending, and the structure of cosmological models. He also connects relativity to broader questions about singularities, horizons, and the global structure of space-time, topics closely associated with his own research. Rather than treating the equations as formal obstacles, the narrative encourages the reader to see the physical meaning inside the symbols. The result is a view of gravity as a unifying principle that ties together geometry, causality, and the large-scale behavior of the universe. For readers who want more than a verbal overview, this section is a rigorous gateway into how modern cosmology is built. Lastly, quantum theory and the challenge of unification. Penrose treats quantum theory as both indispensable and conceptually unsettling, emphasizing that the formalism works extraordinarily well while still raising deep questions about meaning and completeness. The book introduces key mathematical ingredients used in quantum mechanics, including complex vector spaces, linear operators, and probability amplitudes. Rather than presenting quantum ideas as mysterious paradoxes, Penrose leans into the precise framework that makes quantum predictions possible. At the same time, he highlights the tension between quantum theory and general relativity, two pillars that succeed in their own domains yet resist a fully consistent merger. This leads to discussion of why unification is difficult. Quantum theory relies on fixed background structures in many formulations, while relativity makes space-time itself dynamical. Penrose's broader perspective invites the reader to appreciate the landscape of approaches and the conceptual trade-offs involved, including the role of symmetry, fields, and geometry. The emphasis is on what a serious attempt at fundamental physics demands: mathematical clarity, respect for empirical success, and willingness to confront unresolved foundations. Readers come away with a more realistic sense of where present-day theory is strong and where it remains incomplete, which is one of the book's most valuable intellectual outcomes. In conclusion, The Road to Reality is best suited for readers who want a serious, structured path from core mathematics to the frameworks of modern physics. Advanced high school students with strong math skills, undergraduates in physics or engineering, and self-learners who enjoy working through difficult material will gain the most. It is also valuable for scientifically literate readers, who may not complete every derivation but want an honest view of what the equations are doing and why they matter. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. The book strengthens mathematical thinking, improves comfort with abstraction, and builds intuition for how models connect across mechanics, fields, relativity, and quantum theory. Even partial progress can sharpen problem-solving skills and clarify which parts of popular science discussions are solid and which are vague. Compared with many introductory physics books, Penrose offers unusual breadth in one volume and a distinctive emphasis on geometry and deep structure. Compared with lighter popularizations, it does not hide the machinery that makes the science reliable. For buyers looking for a challenging reference that can be revisited for years, it offers exceptional long-term value and a coherent roadmap through foundational ideas that many books treat separately. If you would like to support Roger Penrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.